Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Sharon.
So yesterday we talked about how staying in and reading can sometimes be a really enjoyable thing to do.
There are countless books out there, more than anyone could ever read.
But how do you know which books are good? Well, we're here to help you with that.
Yesterday, we introduced a book called One of Us is Lying.
Yeah, there are five students in detention after class, but by the end of it, one of them is dead.
The police say it wasn't an accident. Someone killed him.
But which one did it? You'll have to read the book to find out who and why.
Today, meanwhile, we are going to introduce another novel. Let's read the article and find out about it.
Books to keep you interested. The Hate You Give. 16-year-old Star Carter feels like she is living in two worlds. One is her poor neighborhood. The other is her fancy private school. One day, she is in her neighborhood with her best friend Khalil. However, a police officer shoots Khalil.Even though the boy is unarmed. Star doesn't know who to tell about this. She wants to do the right thing, but she is scared to put her life in danger. If it's a rainy day, why not get cozy and spend the afternoon reading? You're sure to like one of these interesting books. Poor, poor. Stephen can't pay his bills because he is poor. Stephen can't pay his bills because he is poor. Police officer, police officer. I want to be a police officer so I can help people.I want to be a police officer so I can help people. Shoot, 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 shot, shot. Joe went hunting and shot a deer. Then he ate some of the meat for dinner. Joe went hunting and shot a deer. Then he ate some of the meat for dinner.Danger, danger. If your life is in danger, call 119 right away. If your life is in danger, call 119 right away.
So we get started straight away with the title of our book on day two. It's...The Hate You Give. And here, the letter U is in the title because it's supposed to stand for Y-O-U-U. So it's like text or internet English.
Yeah, 就是简讯或是网络上面我们常用一个字母 U 来代表 you. 那今天的书名 The Hate You Give, 就是你给的 hate, 你给的恨。那是在讲什么呢? So what's this book about?
Well, the article says, 16-year-old Star Carter feels like she's living in two worlds. Mm. Now notice we don't say 16 years old Star Carter. We could say Star Carter is 16 years old, but when we use age as a compound adjective to describe someone, then we just use year, not years, so 16-year-old, blah, 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 all hyphenated together.
Yeah, so you're 16 years old, 就是你活了16年了。那16年嘛，所以年就要变复数 years 啊, you're 16 years old. 但是呢一旦我们把 16 years old 这三个字加短线串起来变成一个字一个 compound adjective 复合形容词的话那这个时候 year 就不要加 s So Star Carter is a 16 year old girl、mm-hmm. 用短线就不要加 s 啊，这边呢，16岁的 Star 觉得他好像活在两个世界。But why does Star feels like she's living in two worlds?
The article explains, one is her poor neighborhood, the other is her fancy private school. So here we see the word poor, P-O-O-R, poor. It's an adjective and it's the first word power word for day two of the article.So if you are poor, this means you have little money and or possibly or few possessions. You might have little money but quite a lot of stuff, so you'll have to sell it because you have no money. You might have maybe some or nothing to actually sell and little money. So either way, not much money, not much stuff. You are poor. Here's an example. Stephen can't pay his bills because he's poor.Stephen can't pay his bills because he is poor.
Poor 就是一个形容词，它是贫穷的意思。所以刚刚的例句 ，Stephen 无法缴账单，因为他很穷。那 poor 除了贫穷以外，它可以指很可怜。So poor Simon got killed 就是可怜的 Simon 被杀了。那 poor 呢，还可以指缺少或者是状况不佳的。比方说 poor health 就是健康状况很差。He is in poor health 就是他身体不好。那回到课文呢 ，Star 觉得他活在两个世界，一个是贫穷的社区，另外一个是华丽的私立学校。We see that Star comes from a poor neighborhood.
Yeah, your neighborhood is the streets and houses around where you live. So the places that you can and do often easily go to and walk to and so on. So one town could have many neighborhoods and they're all a little different from one another depending on whether they're rich neighborhoods or poor neighborhoods, dangerous neighborhoods or safe neighborhoods and so on.
Yeah, neighborhood.Neighbor 是邻居，那 neighborhood 就是邻近的地区，或是一个街坊啊、社区等等。一个城镇呢，可能会有很多的 neighborhoods， 那有些可能很有钱啊，有些可能很穷啊，有些可能很危险，有些比较安全。
So, where Star lives is quite poor, but she goes to a really fancy private school. So, a private school is one where you have to pay a lot of money to study at. And a private school is not run by the government. They're run by private people, and so they're like businesses.
Yeah, so private 是一个形容词，是指私人的。So, private school 就是私立的学校。那相较于公立学校呢，就是 public school, P-U-B-L-I-C, public 公立学校。What else do we know about Star?
Well, we see that one day she is in her neighborhood with her best friend Khalil.
有一天呢，她跟她最好的朋友 Khalil 在她家附近。What happens next?
Well, it goes bad. The article says that, however, a police officer shoots Khalil even though the boy is unarmed. So, whoa, another death. We have a few things to look at in this sentence. And the first one is police officer, two words, police, P-O-L-I-C-E, police, then officer, O-F-F-I-C-E-R, police officer.Officer. That is our next word power. So a police officer, we can also say policeman, policewoman, or just cop, a very simple way to say it. But a police officer, this is a member of a law enforcement agency. So they make sure people follow the law, and then they will catch bad guys and send them to jail if they break it. Here's an example sentence.I want to be a police officer so I can help people. I want to be a police officer so I can help people.
Police officer 就是员警的意思。所以刚刚的例句就是我想要当一名警察，这样我就可以帮助民众。那 policeman 也是警察的意思，但是因为 man 这个字它的男性意识比较强，所以现在越来越常听到 police officer 的说法，或者是 cops。C-O-P. 那另外呢，警方我们通常会说 the police, 所以报警就是 call the police. 那警察局呢，我们会说 police department, D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T, police department. Okay, So this police officer shoots Star's friend?
Sadly, yes. Now, to understand what that means, let's look at the verb shoot, S-H-O-O-T, shoot, past tense and PP, shot, S-H-O-T. And shoot is another one of our word power words.To shoot means to hit someone or something with a bullet from a gun, okay? But we would say you fire a gun, but you shoot someone, okay? That's how it works. Here's an example sentence. Joe went hunting and shot a deer. Then he ate some of the meat for dinner. Joe went hunting and shot a deer. Then he ate some of the meat for dinner.
Shoot 是动词，就是开枪射杀的意思。那 shoot, shot, shot 是它的三态。刚刚的例句就是 Joe 去打猎，并且射中了一只鹿。之后呢，他吃了些鹿肉当晚餐。You can shoot something with a gun, 就是用枪射东西 or shoot with a bow, B-O-W, 就是用弓来射箭。那 shoot 后面的受词可能是你射中的东西，像是 you shoot a balloon, 就是你射一个气球，或者是 shoot 后面也可以接你射出去的东西，像是 shoot an arrow, 就射出一支箭的意思。
Okay, now, if there is a bad guy with a gun, a police officer might well shoot him. However, we learn that this police officer shoots Khalil even though Khalil doesn't have a gun. And we use the phrase even though to show that what happened is not what we would expect given what we know of the situation. For example, we could say, we went to the beach even though it was a little cold outside.
So even though 就是即使的意思。Even though he's short, he's very good at basketball. 就是即使他很矮，他篮球还是非常强的哦。那 even though 的子句也可以放在后面哦。比方刚刚的句子，我们也可以说 he's very good at basketball even though he's short. So even though police officers can carry guns, they shouldn't kill innocent people. 就是即使警察可以持枪，他们也不能滥杀无辜啊。但是很不幸的 ，unfortunately， 警察射杀了手无寸铁的 Khalil。
So yeah, we know that Khalil doesn't have a gun, as the article describes him as being unarmed. U-N-A-R-M-E-D, unarmed. Now this doesn't mean he has no actual arms. If you're unarmed, you don't have any kind of weapons at all. Because we can sometimes call weapons arms, A-R-M-S. It's always plural in that case. So unarmed means no weapons.
Yeah.Arm 原本是指手臂，但 arms 也可以当武器的意思，但是一定要用复数 arms 哦。那 arm 也可以当动词，它是指有备有武器或者是你武装过的意思。So freeze! I warn you! I'm armed! 就是不准动，我警告你，我有武器哦。I'm armed. 那相反呢，就是 I'm unarmed, 就是我手无寸铁的意思。So the police officer killed the unarmed boy. Do we know why all this happened?
Well, the article says Star doesn't know who to tell about this.
Yeah, who 就是谁。I don't know who to tell, 就是我不知道有谁可以说。那以此类推 ,I don't know who to ask, 就是你问我我问谁。所以 Star, 他不知道可以跟谁说这件事。She doesn't know who to tell. Yeah, she can't really tell the police, as it was the police officer who killed her friend.
Right.
Who could she tell then? 那有关更多疑问词 to 加动词的用法，我们现在就可以用 Magic Box, 有讲师来为我们讲解咯。
找亮点。哦，嗨，大家好，白雪公主又来啦！今天跟七矮人们一起打扫房子啊，真的是快累死我了啦！拖地板啊，洗窗户、刷厕所等等的， 我发现啊，其实有几位小矮人真的是好爱干净哦，而且会像妈妈一样，一直会让我做东做西的。They kept telling me what to do. 好啦，可是他们都对我很好啦，所以我也不太好意思抱怨啦。而且啊，这些小鸟儿啊、小鹿鹿、小兔兔，每次都会来陪我打扫，我还是很开心的，好吗？哎，趁着白雪公主现在啊可以休息的空档，今天呢，我就来跟各位介绍一个蛮酷的，而且也蛮实用的句型，就像我刚刚说的 They kept telling me what to do。 诶，大家有仔细听到里面的 what to do 吗？你可能想说这个句子怎么这么特殊啊，很神奇吧。原来这边的 what to do 是个 WH 疑问词加上不定词片语的用法哦，它其实啊也是一种间接问句哦。好啦，我知道你们一定会在想说什么，那间接问句又是什么啊？不要担心，白雪公主呢就来为各位解释一下哦。诶，当你把一个问句啊并入某个句子里面，这个问句则称作为间接问句啦。就像白雪公主可能比较没有打扫的经验啦，我会一直想说我该做什么好呢？ What should I do? 不过好险七矮人们啊一直会告诉我做法，They kept telling me， 教我一些这些小 people 啦。诶，这个时候呢，当我想要直接说他们一直告诉我该怎么做的时候呢，你就可以把这两个句子合并，就会变成 They kept telling me what I should do。 They kept telling me 为主要的子句，而 what I should do 就是间接问句啦。要特别特别注意的是，原本的 what should I do，当它变成间接问句的时候呢，主词啊跟动词的部分必须要交换位置一下哦。归纳一下，像这样子含有间接问句的句构啊，其实就是会先有个主要的子句，后面呢再加上一个有疑问词加上主词加助动词或是动词组成的句子哦。那了解了间接问句之后呢，我们就继续看看如何把它变成 WH 疑问词加上不定词片语的句型吧。诶，所以啊 They kept telling me what I should do 要怎么样变成 They kept telling me what to do 呢？其实非常简单啦，只要呢把原本的 what I should do 的助词跟助动词省略，并用 to 来替换 I should 就行啦。而 to do 呢这边就是一个不定词的片语咯，所以啊像 what to do 这样的疑问词加不定词片语的用法，常常就会被用来当作刚刚有介绍过的间接问句啦。那当然啊，除了 what 之外，其他的 WH 疑问词像是 when, where, which, who, why， 当然别忘了还有 how， 这些呢都能拿作一个变化哦。这让我想到我们这七矮人里面有一个真的非常爱生气的 Grumpy， 动不动就发怒耶，因为我们实在是不知道怎么让他冷静下来，你知道吗？ We don't know how to make Grumpy calm down。 没有错，这边的 how to make Grumpy calm down 其实呢也就是把原本的 how we can make Grumpy calm down 其中的助词和助动词 we can 省略掉，并用什么来代替，没错，就是 to 来替换而来的哦。诶，这个用法真的是无所不在，对吧？同学们赶快学起来吧。
Welcome back. So next, the article says, she, star, wants to do the right thing, but she is scared to put her life in danger. So there we saw the noun danger, D-A-N-G-E-R, danger, which is today's last word power word.So danger is the possibility of harm or death to someone. We don't mean it's 100% going to be bad, but we just mean there's a very good chance it will be bad. It's related to the adjective dangerous. Danger is the noun form. Here's an example. If your life is in danger, call 119 right away. If your life is in danger, call 119 right away.
Danger, 名词，危险的意思。So in danger, 就是处于危险状态。那刚刚的例句就是，如果你有生命危险，就要立刻拨打119。那它的形容词也很常用哦 ，dangerous, D-A-N-G-E-R-O-U-S, 就是危险的意思。It's dangerous to walk alone in the woods. 在森林里一个人走是很危险的。Why? Because you could put yourself in danger. So how can we explain this phrase, put someone in danger?
Well, if you put someone in danger, you do something that causes someone, and it could be you or another person, to be in danger. So Star is scared that if she tells the police or someone else, she will be in danger of being shot too, or that it would put her in danger.
Yeah, so Star 是想要做点什么，把这件事告诉别人，但是她却又很怕把自己置于险境 ，put herself in danger. 她 put someone in danger 就是让谁置身险境。比方说 ，he put himself in danger to save his wife. 他为了救他的妻子，让自己置身险境。Wow, this book really sounds exciting too.
It does indeed. The article now gets to its conclusion. It says, if it's a rainy day, why not get cozy and spend the afternoon reading? And we use this phrase, why not, followed by a verb to make a suggestion for someone like, hey, why not come over to my place?
Yeah, and you can answer, sure, why not? 有何不可呢？Why not? 就是何不 So you can say, why not have a cup of coffee? 就是何不来杯咖啡呢 Why not come over to my place? 何不来我家看看呢这个时候你就可以回答 yeah, why not? 好啊有何不可呢所以回到课文啦如果今天天气很糟糕我们何不就 窝在家里花个下午好好的念本书呢
Yep, so we also saw the word cozy, C-O-Z-Y, cozy, which, by the way, in the UK is sometimes spelled C-O-S-Y in British English. Now, cozy, whichever way, means a feeling of comfort and warmth and relaxation, like a sleeping cat. So if you feel cozy, you're really comfortable and warm and you could probably fall asleep.
Yeah.So feeling cozy, 就是觉得暖乎乎的很舒服很放松。那 get cozy, 就是去舒舒服服的窝起来吧。Read a book in your cozy bed, 就是窝在暖乎乎的床里面看本书。那在英式英文里面也可以拼作 cozy, C-O-S-Y。
And our article finishes by saying, you're sure to like one of these interesting books.
Yeah.You're sure to. 你绝对会喜欢起码一本这些精彩有趣的书哦。And that brings us to the end of the article. So now it's time for today's wrap-up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so I'm going to try this out. We've talked about books and stories, and I'm going to try and use all the 8-word power words from these 2 days to make up a completely new story.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so here we go. This story is about Stan. He's a writer and he writes novels. Okay, one day, Stan was walking to work when he saw an accident on the street. So he thought, I know.I'd better call a police officer, tell the police officer what happened. But then, just as he was about to do it, he saw that it was his own brother in the car.
Oh.
So he didn't want to get his brother in trouble for causing this accident. He didn't want to put his brother in danger because he didn't want a police officer to come and shoot his brother for causing that accident. So when he called the police, he told them a lie. He lied to the police and said, I didn't know who caused the accident. And he did this because his brother was very poor, didn't have much money, and he wanted to protect him. Did he do the right thing by protecting his brother, or should he have told the police about it? What do you guys think? That's our story. All right. That was fun. Okay, that's also...
We're really good at this.
It's not too bad. All right, we have no more time for today. Thank you very much for watching us. For A-Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Books to keep you interested. The Hate U Give. 16-year-old Star Carter feels like she is living in two worlds.One is her poor neighborhood. The other is her fancy private school. One day, she is in her neighborhood with her best friend Khalil. However, a police officer shoots Khalil even though the boy is unarmed. Star doesn't know who to tell about this. She wants to do the right thing, but she is scared to put her life in danger. If it's a rainy day, why not get cozy and spend the afternoon reading? You're sure to like one of these interesting books. Porm. Stephen can't pay his bills because he is poor. Stephen can't pay his bills because he is poor. Police officer. I want to be a police officer so I can help people. I want to be a police officer so I can help people. Shoot. Joe went hunting and shot a deer. Then he ate some of the meat for dinner. Joe went hunting and shot a deer. Then he ate some of the meat for dinner. Danger. If your life is in danger, call 119 right away. If your life is in danger, call 119 right away.